Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Jamie and Stoney program. Thank you, T.O. Kyle Bogey in for Jamie. Heather is here. Greg, Paul, the Gov having a wonderful time on this Friday. Big game on Sunday, as you know. Michigan taking on Michigan State. We'll get to more of that in a little bit. Spring training going on. The Tigers, as Tony mentioned, take on Southeastern University, and then they play the Blue Jays, I believe, to kick off the Grapefruit League action. And don't forget, tomorrow, opening day tickets, all single-game tickets go available. They go on sale tomorrow. Tickets as low as $20. For more information, Tigers.com. And one of those guys who will be performing on opening day is the all-star reliever, still just 24 years old. He is Joe Jimenez. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing pretty good. Weather good down there? Much better than here, I assume?
Oh, yeah, just a little bit. It's hot in here, so it's good.
thank you for rubbing it in, Joe.
Now, spring training, is it fun or is it just tedious?
Well, it's a lot harder than you think, you know, because we do a lot of stuff and we are busy the whole day. So, but ready and excited to get it going.
Now, last year for you, making the All-Star game and all that kind of stuff, at your age, it had to be a pretty big day for you, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, I didn't expect that, but I mean, I'm glad and thankful that happened, and obviously representing Detroit and the Tigers, it was just amazing.
Now, you're the closer, we think, but it's Shane Green. He wants to be a closer as well. What's going on in that competition, or does it matter for you?
Well, it's not a competition, I would say, because we treat each other like we're family, you know, and like I said, I mean, before in minor leagues, I was a closer, so I'm used to it. But I'm throwing the eighth inning, and basically I'm the settled guy for the team. So, I mean, I like it, and I feel like a closer. It's just like I'm not throwing the last inning of the game.
Is there that much of a difference mentally from being the eighth inning guy to the closer?
No, I would say I have the same mentality that I had before, you know, because obviously you have to get 3 outs before they score runs. So I have to do the same job as the closer. So, yeah, I would say kind of the same thing, you know.
Hey, Joe, it's no secret, you know, expectations tempered, you know, I think is a fair, you know, word to say with this Tigers team heading into 2019, tempered last year as well. But when you hear Al Avila come out and use the word rebuild and say, you know, not going to be spending any money in free agency for a few seasons, what does that mean to you guys, you maybe individually? Is it a galvanizing thing like, okay, you know, even – you know, we don't necessarily believe that we can do something, but inside the clubhouse, maybe you feel differently.
Well, I think everybody here wants to win. You know, it doesn't matter if you're rebuilding or not. You know, our mentality is not, oh, we are rebuilding teams, so we're not going to win. I mean, it's totally the opposite. So our mentality is go out there and try to win ball games. So I don't think anybody in this clubhouse thinks like that, but yeah, like I said, our mentality is just like win and go out there every day and just compete, you know.
What gives you hope and gives the fans hope that this year is going to be different than last year?
I mean, it's just the chemistry. It's the second year with the coaching staff, with Gardy and everybody, and I think it will be better. I mean, for us, Gardy was amazing last year, and I think this year is going to be even better. So, I mean, If you looked at the season last year, it didn't went that well how we wanted, but we learned a lot. You know, we're young, and And we're going to continue learning. So, like I said, we're going to compete, and hopefully it will get better.
You know, Joe, it's interesting. There's a lot of fans that are kind of chomping at the bit to see, you know, some of the young guys come up to the majors and, you know, waiting to see some of, you know, the young prospects that are developing in the Tiger system. You were a guy that excelled in the minor leagues, and, you know, you got to the point where the Tigers had to bring you up, you know, a couple of seasons ago just to see what you could do. And, you know, you struggled, you know, gave up some home runs and, you know, you sent back down. But I'd be curious to know how much that can help you. But also, I got to believe the organization wants to probably protect the young guys. You don't want to rush somebody up and potentially hurt that confidence. What was that balance like for you in those conversations like back then? And I guess, how do you view that with these kids that could come up this year, could come up next year?
I mean, like you said, I was doing really, really good in the minor leagues, so that's why I got called up. And when I got to the big leagues, I struggled a little bit, but that's part of the process, you know, because it's not going to be perfect. If it's perfect, I mean, it will be, you know, the perfect world. But I think we have a lot of talent in the minor leagues, you know, right now, and I think we are one of the best farm system in MLB. So I'm excited to see young guys like Franklin Perez, like Casey Mize, and a lot of guys to go up, you know, because they're going to help us to win, and they have the same mentality as a young guy. So, yeah, I'm super excited of what's going on right now, and I'm looking forward.
Joe Jimenez joins us on the Jamie and Stoney Show with Bogey in for Jamie. What's it like to sit in the bullpen for something? Sometimes you're used, sometimes you're not. Guys take practical jokes. You watching the game on the monitor. How do you guys stay involved during a game?
I mean, we try to stay focused. You know, obviously there's a lot going on in the game, so we have to pay attention and obviously see everything. You know, try to talk about it and try to talk about hitters and stuff, but we try to stay focused all the time, you know, because it's hard if you don't focus and you try to go out there and try to perform, you know. And like I said, we help each other in the bullpen. We are like a family over there. So I mean, this year I'm super excited because obviously I have a little bit more experience, and I'm looking forward to help everybody.
Now, Joe, you're speaking to a couple of friends here, okay? I'm going to ask you to be really honest with us here, okay? Now, you're talking about the bullpen. These games get pretty long, all right? You guys are sitting out there for a while. Nothing might be happening. Have you ever in your career, have you ever, you know, caught a little nap, you know, in the middle of a game? I mean, it's got to get boring out there, right?
Or get order a hot dog or something.
Absolutely not.
No, that's, fair enough.
That can't happen, you know? It's something that I'll learn from the big guys, you know, from Francisco Rodriguez and all those guys, you know, that you have to pay attention because when you go out there, you need to perform. You need to be your best you. So, you know, absolutely not then.
how much fun is it having Miggy back?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're super excited. I mean, you don't even know. I mean, Miggy healthy and performing this year, I think everybody's gonna be surprised with the work that he has done in the off season. So I'm super excited about it.
Has Josh Harrison showed up yet?
No, yeah, I haven't seen him. Maybe today, because obviously it's early. So yeah, maybe today I'll see him around.
Hey, I'm curious. I don't know if you went back home to Puerto Rico during the off season. We know about the devastation from the weather and stuff that happened there. Well, what's it like down there? Is it back to normal yet?
Yeah, I would say 99% of the island had power already. So yeah, I would say it's almost 100% back to normal. But obviously, there's a lot of things going on over there. But other than that, I would say everything is back to normal.
All right. Well, Joe, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Good luck this season. And we'll see you when everything starts at Comerica Park in April.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Joe Jimenez, all-star pitcher for your Detroit Tigers. Don't forget, Tigers tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.